Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Julie. I'm glad Julie Eberly is here. Julie is the president of Lemonade Day. She spends a lot of her time focusing on connecting the different segments in the marketplace. The education sector, the business community, faith-based organizations, to help them put their best foot forward together in partnership. And one of the things she's been doing now for a while is organizing National Lemonade Day. And they just had some of that recently, and they're going to have more of it. And she's back to give us another report on how Lemonade Day is going so far in 2013. Julie Eberly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on another great kickoff. This last Sunday, you kicked off National Lemonade Day in the Houston area, didn't you?
We did. You did an amazing 7th annual Lemonade Day.
Wow. And you've been involved in just about all of them, haven't you?
I have, and, you know, it's changed so much from those early days, and Houston and 2,600 kids to now a national program in 36 cities and 200,000 kids.
Wow.
And, you know,
remind the audience about the origin of Lemonade Day.
You know, it started here with an experience that Houston entrepreneur Michael Holthouse did with his daughter. And she wanted a turtle, and he said no, and so she set out to do a lemonade stand. And
she went around him through the marketplace, didn't she?
Exactly. She decided, if you're not going to give me the money, I'll make my own money. And, you know, it began this idea of, wow, this is the way that we teach kids about entrepreneurship in a fun and experiential way.
Right. And so
it's a game changer.
So basically he watched her do this, and then he thought, you know, this is something that we should be migrating. We should be spreading this around the country. And Lemonade Day was born, as I understand it, as I remember. And so now, as you say, it's grown to 36 cities. Now, what happened this last Sunday?
Well, this Sunday, we got to see it take place in Houston, and of course in several cities across the country, but 60,000 kids set up, and they've been working through these 14 important business lessons, and it culminated on the day that we call Lemonade Day, where they run their business. And so kids were having fun, they were making money, they were realizing, wow, you mean all you have to do is understand how to set a goal, create a plan, work that plan, and find success.
Right. And it also teaches them about making something that people want and quality and also taking care of customers. They learn about that too, don't they?
Exactly. You know, it's the same kind of the 14 lessons that, you know, Larry and Sergio would have done when they started Google or Steve Jobs with Apple. And so it's not rocket science. It's exciting and it's fun. And when we watch that light bulb turn on for kids, that idea that, you know, they can be the job creator. They can add to our economy. They can, if they don't see something, a job, they can create it. They can bring their passions and their talent to the forefront. It's a game changer for us as a country as we teach kids about small business.
Well, the reason I'm excited about that is we need our young people to grow up thinking that they can look after themselves in the marketplace. That if they go into our marketplace, to the U.S. marketplace, they can find their own place, a niche of a niche of a niche, if that's what it requires. And instead of saying, okay, I must be beholden to some big company.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, I was in Washington, D.C. this last fall with Jim Clifton, the CEO of the Gallup Group.
Right.
And they had received their recent national youth survey results. And what they had found out was really astonishing. They said that 45% of kids said, wow, I want to start my own business. 42% said, I have an idea that I think could change the world. But only 5% were in any sort of a program that was mentoring them toward that direction. So we've got this drastic juxtaposition of what we're seeing and what we're doing about it. And as a country, if we don't focus on that gap, you know, in our focus, you know, the trajectory of our economic future is really at risk.
I've got a friend who teaches entrepreneurship in a Division I school, and he teaches entrepreneurship to freshmen who just brand new students in right out of high school.
Right.
And these kids are they signed up for an entrepreneurial class. And when he polled them about what they thought about what do you think about profit, the majority of them, way more than a majority of them, said they thought profit was bad.
Wow.
Now that we got a long way to go, Julie, to overcome that kind of an attitude.
Well, or when they think that the government's the answer rather than, you know, business being the answer.
Right.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. And then we got President Obama this last week telling people not to listen to people who say that government is bad or government is the problem. Well, I agree with him. Government doesn't have to be the problem, but in many cases, the government has become the problem.
Rather than having an entrepreneurial spirit
right.
in our country, which is what made us the country, you know, that was the world leader.
Are these lessons being taught at the same time that you're teaching them? Is Lemonade Day also about the basic founding principles of the greatest nation in the country?
I hope so. You know, it's a tenet of what we're talking about.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about left or right.
No.
At all.
Right. I believe that, you know, in the core of our materials, as you're taking kids through these 14 steps, it's absolutely a portion of that. And it's why our focus has been on America. You know, our focus has been 1 million kids in 100 cities across America as a game changer for our country. But, you know, the power is also in the mentors. It's in the partners that bring these lessons to life. And so we've got a lot of education to be done at that level, you know, with our teachers who, let's say, might not be entrepreneurial.
Right.
Why is that important? I spoke in Maine last year, and I had a very significant individual in that town there who had listened intently and at one point said, you know, I love it all. I just don't get one thing. I said, well, tell me. She said, well, how do you ensure that everybody makes the same amount of money? And I said, well, why would you want that? And the response was, well, that's the only thing that's fair.
Oh,
you know,
no.
That's the kind of mindset that we have to dispel, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Life is
and if
not,
that's our mentors,
that's
we have a lot of work.
Well, you are right about that. You got a website quickly, Julie?
Yes.
Your website.
Oh, our website, lemonadeday.org.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back. We're going to talk about some of those 14 principles that these kids learn. After these messages, 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.